I don't know of any Christian who says the only thing that matters is abortion. I don't care at all about religious liberty. I don't care at all about foreign policy. I don't care if the government takes 95% of my taxes. The only thing that matters is abortion. I don't know anyone who has that kind of view. But I know a lot of people who say, I'm not going to vote for a candidate if they hold certain positions. And so I call that a disqualifier. So the idea would be something like this. Imagine you liked a candidate in 1852, and you're looking at the Democratic presidential candidate, Franklin Pierce. And you say, well, I really like his policies on trade. I like his civil service views. I like his personality. But he's pro-choice on slavery. He wants to add slave states to the United States, and he thinks slavery is fine. I imagine almost everyone would say, well, I wouldn't vote for him. In other words, if you think that slavery is okay, that disqualifies you. And imagine different voters have different views, but for many, many voters, it would be disqualifying, for instance, if the candidate were openly racist. If he said, well, I'm for equal rights for all human beings except for black people or except for Jewish people. I mean, I hope for most people that would disqualify them. But the pro-choice view is similar to that. In other words, the pro-choice view is that in general, human beings have rights, but human beings in utero, well, they don't really have basic rights. So the idea is not that abortion is the only issue that matters, but there can be issues, including abortion or slavery and other things, that might disqualify a candidate from getting your vote.